Daily Breakthrough Bread, August 31st, 2026. Don't waste what August was meant to teach you. Psalm chapter 90, verses 12 to 17. Text. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long, and let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us, yea, the work of our hands establish thou it. Psalm chapter 90, verses 12 to 17, KJV. Key verse. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Psalm chapter 90, verse 12, KJV. Reflection. August 2026 ends today. In a few hours, another month will become part of your history. The plans you made, the prayers you prayed, the victories you celebrated, the disappointments you experienced, and the ordinary days you barely noticed will all become memories. But before you rush into September, pause and ask yourself, what did August teach me? The psalmist prayed, "Teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." He was not merely asking God to help him count his days. He was asking God to help him learn from them. That is an important distinction. You can go through a season without growing through it. You can experience the same difficulty repeatedly without allowing it to produce something good in you. You can receive God's blessings without becoming more grateful. You can see his faithfulness and still forget it when the next trial comes. Israel's wilderness journey illustrates this. God told them to remember all the way he had led them because the wilderness had been a place of testing, humility, and revelation. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2. The wilderness was difficult, but it was not meaningless. God was teaching them. Perhaps August has been teaching you too. Maybe a disappointment exposed your expectations. Maybe waiting revealed your impatience. Maybe success exposed pride. Maybe pressure revealed anxiety. Maybe a difficult relationship exposed something in your character. Or perhaps God provided for you in a way that reminded you that he can be trusted. Whatever the month revealed, don't waste the revelation. Do not only ask what happened to me, but also ask what was God showing me through it. Then ask an even more important question. What must change because of what he has shown me? A new month does not automatically mean a new you. September can begin with new plans while you carry August's same distractions, excuses, attitudes, and disobedience. But God wants more than a changed calendar. He wants a transformed heart. So before you ask God for a better September, thank him for what he taught you in August. Receive the correction, remember his faithfulness, repent where necessary, and carry the wisdom forward. Don't merely leave August behind, learn from it. Prayer. Lord, teach me to recognize what you have been showing me through August. Give me the humility to receive your correction, the wisdom to learn from every experience, and the grace to carry those lessons into September, so that my life may increasingly reflect your will and bring glory to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's challenge. Read Psalm chapter 90, verses 12 to 17 again. Then look back over August and ask, what did August reveal about me? What did God teach me through it? What specific change should I make in September because of what I have learned? Write down your answers and bring them honestly before God in prayer. Don't let August become merely another month that passed. Let it become a month that changed you. This has been Daily Breakthrough Bread from Ever-Growing Christians. Find today's reading and the ones before it at evergrowingchristians.com.